The National Library of Ireland has acquired the personal papers of the renowned HIV/AIDS activist and former priest Bernard Lynch. Born in Ennis, he was ordained a priest in 1971 and worked in human rights advocacy in the gay community in New York and London, coming to prominence during the HIV/AIDS epidemic when he worked directly with communities devastated by and dying from the virus. And Bernard Lynch is here in studio. And you're very welcome to the Morning Ireland studio. And when your name, Bernard Lynch, is mentioned, I think many of our listeners today will remember back to the mid-1980s and an interview you gave to Gay Byrne on The Late Late Show, which I think made you from then on a household name in this country. How do you reflect back on that night when you spoke about your work with people dying from AIDS in New York?
It was a seismic moment, really, because I hadn't been out about my work and Ireland hadn't, as it were, I think I was one of the first to bring it to that kind of prominence in the very famous Gay Byrne show. I was blown away by the response, Mary. I received over 500 letters from the people of Ireland in response to that interview. And it was, you know, a different Ireland, thankfully. A very different Ireland. And people wrote to me from mothers of children, you know, who were concerned how they would grow up and would they get AIDS and would they be gay. And of course, gay was criminal in the country at the time. From men and women, I mean, I remember one woman came in from the Aran Islands to meet me just for an hour in the Old Ground Hotel, because she knew she was a lesbian. And people came to the door of my father's house in St. Michael's Villas looking for me. And I just couldn't believe it. And some of those letters, they bespeak such pain, such struggle, such oppression, such ignorance in some cases. And I did respond to them because I was then commandeered or ordered really to Rome to stop my ministry because I was becoming too controversial for the Catholic Church and I was advocating human and civil rights for gay people.
And that was a time when there was a piece of legislation, wasn't that right, in the United States, which was banning discrimination against gay people.
Mm-hmm.
The Catholic Church was either staying silent or speaking out against it. But you spoke in favour of it.
Yes. I mean, I don't say this with any glee, but the Catholic Church was another opportunistic infection to those dying. And a lot of the men, young men, of Irish, Italian, Polish, I mean, Catholic by background culturally, one would have hoped that the Church would have shown compassion and given them some solace. But the Church came out under John Paul II and said, basically, you are to blame for your disease.
Was that the end of the line for you as a Catholic priest?
Well, the end of the line was when I went to City Hall and testified for the passage of legislation to protect LGBTQIA plus people from discrimination in housing and jobs, because people were being thrown out of their apartments if they were discovered to have HIV, or GRIDA as it was called at the time, because people would get Kaposi's sarcoma on the face and they'd be out. And there was nothing to protect them or out of their jobs. And I kind of, like, I was not a radical priest. My intent as a priest was to go to Africa and serve in Africa. Then I happened to go to New York. Of course, I came in touch with my sexuality and a great personal struggle. And then fell into the Catholic gay community and AIDS happened. And I was there simply, maybe by accident or design, if you believe in God. And I had no choice.
But you didn't shirk being a radical priest when the AIDS epidemic came and you stepped up.
I did, Mary. I stepped up, but my gosh.
What was the personal cost?
Well, let me say, first of all, it didn't take any courage in me Like, people may look at it and say, you were very courageous and you lost your job and you were stripped. That's looking back, 2020 vision. There were young men dying, and I could name some of them, but I won't. But because many of them, I'm thinking of a Limerick man, I'm thinking of a Tipperary man, I'm thinking of a man from Cork, and they had no one, and they were only in their 20s, and there was no hope. And it was the most ignominious of diseases, and people were ashamed and made to feel ashamed and guilty. So, like, I hadn't really come out as a gay man at that time. This was 81, 82. And I just saw this, and I couldn't but be there. And I struggled with my faith more than my priesthood. I mean, how can God do this? This minority are just beginning to be able to have some freedom.
Bernard, we could talk about this for a long period of time. Sadly, we don't have that time this morning. But does the archive that it will now be available in the National Library chart the course of that life that you have led to your present day life, happily married, living in London, still an activist?
The great thing about today for me, Mary, is that it's in the, what do you call it, the reading room. I have it written there, the manuscript reading room. And it's on display. And I am deeply honoured and deeply grateful to the National Library. Yes, I've given them the gift. But what I have done is I have brought the diaspora home, a diaspora that was shunned and that was disappeared. Through the help and through the great giftedness of the National Library, they are no longer disappeared. They're there. You can go and read all about varying and various people and see, you know, we're home.
And thank you very much indeed for coming to studio this morning. Bernard Lynch.